Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. Would you like to be a guest in the show? Send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Laura Noel from Stretch Into Success with us. Good afternoon, Laura. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Hey, glad to have you. So let's go right at it. The question we like to start with all the time is, what made you decide to take the leap into entrepreneurship?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was in the military for just almost 27 years, and I felt like I was searching for my purpose. I loved my career, but I knew that retirement or separation from the service was inevitable, so I was always kind of dipping my toe in the water with a bunch of different things. And one day I met my mentor. I had actually been collecting degrees and certifications, and I was kind of exhausted. And I asked him at a personal development seminar, how do you know when you found your purpose? And he kind of stood there for a second. He said, I want you to, And he said, I want you to give me your contact information, and I think I have something that you'd be phenomenal at. And it was coaching and consulting, which is what I was kind of doing in the military anyway, but I had just gotten really passionate about personal development. And long story short, instead of retiring from the service in 3 years like I had planned, I submitted my retirement and got it approved within 3 months of embarking on this journey. And I was I jumped in with both feet. So it was really about finding my purpose. And once I landed on it, there was no reason to stay, even though it was comfortable and I liked it. I just knew that I was on a different path.
So Laura, in my experience, people in the military make great entrepreneurs because a lot of the skills you learn in the military transition well into entrepreneurship. But I find a lot of military people have trouble going from being in the military to civilian life and entrepreneurship. Tell me about some of the challenges you faced.
I feel really fortunate because I had started working on myself in terms of developing myself, you know, getting into the field of personal development before I retired, because, you know, so much of what we do as military members, it's a lifestyle, it's a community, it's a family. And, you know, when you're involved in something on a deep level like that, and you literally have each other's back in all types of circumstances, that becomes your identity. And sometimes it's hard for people when they transition out because they feel like a piece of them is lost. I mean, and this is true for anyone that's been in a career, you know, for that long. It becomes a part of you. It becomes who you are. And although I'm an airman through and through, and I'm a musician, I did that for a long period of time in the service. We as humans are so much bigger than our circumstances, and I cherish those moments. But for me, it was an easier transition because I already started opening myself up and realizing that there was so much more to me than just the roles that I was in over those years.
So now, as you've started your career as a coach, let's talk about some of the common issues you've seen with individuals and teams.
I find a lot of individuals and teams, so I'll start with teams. Sometimes if I go into an organization and I'm looking to find where are some pain points in the organization? What are they looking to improve? Sometimes they'll bring a consultant in just to confirm what they think they already know. And so that can be challenging because then you're not really opening yourself up to solutions. You know, we limit ourselves based on what we know to be true. So we base goal setting, we base solutions on our past experiences. But if we can open ourselves up a little bit more, we can find new solutions. So I would say people setting goals and trying to find solutions based on what they think they already know, and instead of really opening themselves up to what's truly possible. So we're our worst enemy a lot of the time.
I agree with that. I see that a lot. Or often, you know, when we have a team, we think we see issues, and when you get right down to it, sometimes it's not really the issues. You know, like you said, we put our own blinders
exactly.
on to our own weakness. Like, well, you know, the reason my team doesn't work well is because of Laura. And it's like, well, actually, boss, it's because of you. So have you come across that with people sometimes maybe in a little bit of denial?
I've come across people who they felt like they had toxic leadership, for example, and they wanted to know how to reconcile that because they were not happy in their job or they couldn't. They didn't feel like they could find solutions to problems that they were trying to work on. They felt like they would always be blocked along the way. But I had them change their perspective. Now, you can't change another person by the way you think. However, you can change how you view the situation. And when you do that, when you change how you see that toxic leader, for example, and you look for the good in them, because not everything is all good, not everything is all bad. There's, you know, a whole spectrum of stuff in between. But when you can shift your focus and take responsibility for how you're seeing the person and the circumstance, 100% without a doubt, you'll find, and I want you to test this, your listeners, if there's a person you're having difficulty with or a situation, change the way you're seeing it. Look for the good. Look for the lesson. Look for the good in that person. I can promise you in 30 days, you're going to start to notice that person will start to react and respond to you differently. The situation will start to change shape. But it's a difficult concept sometimes to understand.
So talk to me about some of the corporate paradigms you've seen and how they've impacted the corporation.
I've seen different corporate paradigms just in terms of what's possible, in terms of what is possible in terms of their growth. Sometimes corporations will set little bitty incremental milestones and goals. And really, if you're setting the bar kind of low like that, you'll keep somewhat getting the same results year after year after year. So I find that sometimes there's a fear with dreaming too big. And I'm telling you, you can't dream big enough. When you start to really open your mind to what's possible, I've seen organizations do this where the creativity starts to flow and they accomplish far more, but working far less. That's a big paradigm, is you have to work hard or harder to achieve more. But instead, it's really 95% the mindset and the thinking and 5% the actual doing. I'm not saying that you don't have to work and put in the time to reach your goals, but sometimes we get in the habit of you just have to stay busy. It's kind of like mindless doing instead of taking inspired action.
So, Laura, give me some examples of reasons that maybe individual executives will consult with you. What are some of the common things that you help them with?
Yeah, some folks feel like they're in the rat race. And I know for me personally, this resonates because I had an insatiable desire to achieve. I achieved the highest ranks, the top 1%, even few of us were women actually really quickly. And I was president of this organization and that one. And yet at the end of the day, I just was exhausted. Even though I liked what I did and liked the people I was working with, there was not a lot of fulfillment at times. And so sometimes people will come to me because they feel like they're in the rat race and there's no end. Like they're constantly in this hamster wheel. Other people feel like no matter what they do, how hard they work, it doesn't matter. They're never going to progress any further in their career. So they want help with moving forward in their career and also creating that work-life balance. And also leadership, that's a big piece of it as well. So helping people lead teams so that they can break the paradigms of having to do it all themselves. Sometimes that's why they feel like they're in that rat race and in the hamster wheel, because they feel like they have paradigms around doing the work. If you want it done right, you have to do it yourself. Some of those old beliefs that are going to keep you stuck. You're not going to move forward. You're not going to be successful if you don't lean on other people and develop their talents and bring out the best in them.
Now, how about we flip that over? How about working with teams? What are some of the common issues that companies consult with you on?
They want to work on communication and opening the communication within the organization so that there's more sharing and growth in that regard, so they can, expand and create from new ideas. So if they don't have an organization where the communication is flowing up and down, I'm going to use a military term, the chain of command, so to speak, then they're operating in a vacuum, and that's not a good way to operate. Yes, you can continue doing the same and probably maintain that for a while, but there's not going to be exponential growth. So a big part of what I do is help with teamwork. And another piece of it is with change management. So I can go into an organization with the best tools. So I work with Lean Six Sigma tools and process improvement and robotic automation processing. And we could help you install the best tools and automate things. But at the end of the day, it's people who are working these processes in these roles. And if they're stuck in the old way of doing things, if we really haven't effectively changed the corporate paradigm around how do we operate, then yeah, maybe for a few months, these new processes in place will suffice and you'll see some small incremental gains. But in the long run, you'll start to see that the team will revert back to old habits. And then, you have to go in there again and work through the process. But when you can really work on the mindset piece of it first or simultaneously, then those processes will stick and you'll get those incremental gains, and then it'll gain momentum so you can make quantum leaps.
But the challenge is most of us really dislike change. We know we have to, because that's where the growth is, through change. But like, Laura, I know this way. I'm comfortable with this way. What if I make this change and it doesn't work out the way I want? I imagine you hear that a
lot.
Yeah,
I do. And it's interesting because when I talk to somebody like that, they're really not satisfied with where they are. So I ask them, okay, what if this is it forever? Are you satisfied with this? Because clearly you're not. We're having this conversation. And so what prices are you willing to pay to make it happen? Because there's always a price to pay when we want to create something, be, do, or have something much greater than what we were doing now. There's always a price. And sometimes that price is letting go of some old beliefs that aren't serving us anymore, and we have to be willing to pay that price. We have to, first, the dream and the vision of what we want has to be greater than our paradigm and greater than our desire to just sit in the status quo. And I would say to that person, if they're really second-guessing their goal and preferring to stay someplace where they're not satisfied, then I would say their goal isn't big enough.
So, Laura, we got about a minute left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Oh, I would love to connect. If you just go to stretchintosuccess.com, there's a lot of different ways that you can connect with me via email. There's a contact us button. My phone number is there as well. You could also email laura@stretchintosuccess.com. And I would be more than happy to sit down, have a conversation with you, and see how I could serve you and your organization, whether it be one-on-one or a lunch and learn. I would love to connect.
Laura, I really appreciate you taking the time out of day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you. Have a wonderful rest
of
your
day. Have a great
day.
Yeah, bye
thanks.
Now.
Bye.